On the show today, we have FinHabit's very own Rogelio Pierre talking about savings during COVID-19, the pandemic effect, what happened and what's going to happen. And also, we talk about their work with Filene as well. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have FinHabit's very own Rogelio Pierre. Rogelio, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you, Michael?
Doing well. Thank you for asking. How's your summer? Everything A-OK in your neck of the woods?
Everything's quite dandy over here.
Good, good. We like to hear that. Considering all things that's been happening, we like to hear all things are dandy. Yes. We like that. Hey, speaking of dandy, your app, FinHabit's app, is pretty cool. I've been checking it out, actually, and it reminds me a lot of Robinhood and Acorns, those type of investing type apps. Well, I just want to give you a quick plug for FinHabits before we talk about savings and things like that, but give you guys a quick plug. It's kind of like Robinhood and Acorns, but what makes it different?
Sure. So when you come to FinHabits, it's financial advice. You download the app, you fill out a little bit of information about yourself, and then we actually recommend a portfolio for you. So it's a whole holistic service that really tries to incorporate the person and their goals into the investment style. So that's one component. And then the other very important component is the educational part. Yeah. We educate people about what it is they're doing when they're investing, and we make sure we put guardrails around their investing just to make sure that they're not going to do anything too conservative or too risky for their risk profile.
Yeah, I would definitely need those guardrails for sure. Make them really tall for me because I go off the rails real easy. So, hey, I also wanted to talk about savings, or you wanted to talk about that actually, about, you know, savings, people saving their money, I guess, during the pandemic. Because before the pandemic, we were in this environment of kind of spend, 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 and not too many people out there were savings. There's some stat out there where it was a really big stat where a lot of people out there did not have even $400 in their savings account, not enough to, if you had an emergency or something like that. But since the pandemic has happened and we're kind of gradually getting our way out of it, savings have kind of shot through the roof here based on reports. So what's happening here, Rogelio?
Yeah, so I think we would all agree that knowledge is the key here to be able to make better decisions in life, right? Your financial life and your investment life is no different. But it really matters how you are connecting with people and the information you're telling them. For example, you can't tell someone, hey, you should lose weight, right? That's really not something that people say, oh yeah, good idea, I never thought about that before. People will just tune you out. What you need to do is give practical advice. So you have to say things like, hey, should you consider biking to work? Or in this COVID times, maybe, hey, why don't you walk around the block before you work from home, to kind of give you that perspective, right? So little tidbits of information, little practical tips and advice that really is going to have people going through the right direction.
Yep.
So if we have it, we do that. We do that. You know, you start small. Start with $20 a week. You can change it. You can take it out. Lower the barriers to get people to start doing something that's good for them. I think it's very important. And on the whole financial advice a lot, you can hear a lot of information out there, but really, what we try to focus on, and the messaging has to be very clear and very simple and very elegant. You have to illustrate with numbers to convince people. And I think this pandemic has definitely illustrated what happens when you don't have an emergency savings account. Mm-hmm. That's super important and a big, big part of what people should be protected with in case of an emergency like we're living in today. Right. A lot of people, take the difference between their earnings and their car payment and their house payment, and that's their budget for the month. And it really shouldn't be like that. It should have an automatic saving component to what you're doing in order to prevent these financial blows from developing. Lastly, to answer your question, we generally speaking in FinHabits, we saw kind of a rough March. Some people actually took money out of their account because they needed it. And that's really what we're for, too. But other people really took the message to heart that we were putting out there, which is, hey, if you like buying things on sale, right now is a great time to buy the market on sale. And a lot of people took advantage of that and doubled down. And we've been growing double digits ever since. So it's been kind of a wild ride, people's behavior and what they've done has really surprised us.
Yeah, if you invested back at that time and kept it in the market, I mean, I think you would have turned out pretty well right now, right?
For sure, absolutely.
So how do you keep this trend, maybe the savings trend, going in a post-COVID environment? Because we're going to get out of this thing at some point. We don't know when, right, but at some point. So how do you keep that? It sounds like it's all actually kind of a positive message amongst all the chaos that's going on out there right now. So how do we keep this good thing going?
Yeah, for sure. At Fin Habits, we try to focus on little tiny micro habits and micro behaviors. Things like engaging people, reminding them of doing them the right thing, just little positive messages of, hey, you can do it. And we found out, and research backs this up, that when you have people doing 60 interactions with you, so 60 engagements, it could be a comment, it could be an article, it could be a video on a subject, you're kind of teaching, it could be just an engagement with a little quiz with our chatbot that we have in our app. These 60 behaviors turn into a habit. And once you turn into a habit, you're a really sticky customer and you're going to stay with us for a long time. So we really try to focus on those little interactions that make people make the right choices and feel good about themselves. Have a positive outcome for themselves.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually the timing of this is really good, because if you started all this type of stuff back in May and April, March, April, May, it's a habit by now.
Absolutely.
Savings habits, absolutely. The investing, all that type of stuff. It's a habit now. So
that's right. That's correct.
So that's really cool. So where can a credit union come into all this? Because I know you guys are working with Filene right now as well. And so you guys are well educated on credit unions. So where does a credit union come in all of this?
Well, I think a credit union is really well positioned because we kind of have similar missions in mind. Big banks are after big money, but credit unions really look for the interest of their people. And I think that's something that we hold near and dear to us. And we want to make sure that that we're serving that goal. So I think credit unions are in a unique position that also share a lot of trust. Mm-hmm. Credit unions know the trust you build over time. It's not something that just people just willingly give to you. You have to create it. You have to build a relationship with them. And that's what we try to do with Fin Habits. So I think there's a lot of synergies and a lot of similarities between what we do, and we're trying to look for the best interest of the client in mind versus just trying to make a quick buck.
Right. Yeah. And when you do that, I mean, it really pays off in many, many ways down the road, as credit unions are finding out right now as well, because they were there for their members during this whole challenging times that we're in, and now the member is going to be there for them down the road for that. So yeah, it really works both ways. I want to talk about some smart things that folks can do with save money that they've either saved or they've invested. Because it sounds like from your app, I mean, it's almost, I don't want to say it's a set it and forget it type of thing, but you can set it up to where, okay, yeah, $20 goes here, $20 goes there, that type of thing. And before you know it, you have a nice little nest egg going there. So what things can they do in this area to kind of keep building this nest egg, the savings?
Yeah, absolutely. When people are starting out with us, we usually recommend an emergency savings account with a few months worth of expenses for them. So that's kind of the first step.
Okay.
Make sure you have, and that's invested in a very, very low risk, low yielding, but low risk. It's always going to be there almost, okay, right? And then there's the investment account. So after you have a certain amount of money, then you'll have an investment account where you participate with higher growth. And then once you feel comfortable with that and you have enough of a little nest egg created, then the third step is to build your retirement account. So you can do that as well. Okay. And think about your future and think about how to best diversify your portfolio that you're going to leave there for a long time until you retire.
Yeah, your app is, I mean, I was going through it when we first spoke last week and I was going through it, and there's a lot of education in there as well, because a lot of people out there like me are real novices at investing and almost maybe kind of fearful of it a little bit. But there's a lot of education in there that folks can pick up and give them a little bit of confidence going into the market, and especially right now when time is still good to get back in, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're always going to have short-term volatility in investing. Yeah. But really, the message here is that over the long term, you know, if you have a diversified portfolio, you've always been a winner. So don't think about today or tomorrow or the next week in terms of investing. Really try to think about 5, 10, 15 year horizon. And I think you're going to be just fine in the end.
Yeah. Yeah. Just weather those. It's a peaks and valleys thing, but you know, that's weather right. The valleys and enjoy the peaks for sure. Hey, before I let you go, tell us about the work that you guys are doing with Filene. Because you know, when anybody gets paired up with Filene, all right, it's off to the races. So, and you guys are paired up with them. So tell us what you guys are doing with them.
Sure. So we just finished a pilot where we had half a dozen credit unions participate, and the credit unions offered the FinHabits app to their customers and then measured their behavior. And we were pleasantly surprised with a lot of the findings. I mean, people from all walks of life, people who have either never thought they didn't have the money to invest, right? So I can't do it. It's too much money. I don't have $10,000. So then we would say, hey, 20 bucks, just start with 20 bucks. So people would say, okay, that's fine. And then over a few months, it's like, hey, wow, I have a few hundred dollars. I'm close to $1,000. That's great. Other people, I don't have the time, right? That's the other excuse you get. I don't have the time. So listen, you just, it takes 10 minutes to open an account. And you can start, if you're more well-to-do, 500 or 1,000 a week, whatever you want to do, and you'll see that money grow over time. So that, I don't have the time, it's kind of out of where I don't know what I'm doing. Like we really do everything to take all the but I can't do it out of the equation.
Yep.
And I think the study with Filene really proved that out, because we it was not only, I mean, our service is available in English and in Spanish. Mm-hmm. And the Filene customer base was all English speaking. And it was a lot of the similar results where people appreciate not only the ease of use, but also the financial advice and kind of what they're learning about buying a home, what kind of loan they should get, what influences their credit score, things that over time are going to lead to better customers for us and better customers for potentially a credit union as well, as they are able to offer more sophisticated products to someone that is more well-to-do in the future.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys do all the heavy lifting.
That's right.
And you kind of almost make investing fun, which it can be if you're good at it, so which it can be totally fun. So it sounds like you guys are back there in the background doing all the heavy lifting, and meanwhile, the member goes, hey, this is kind of cool. Let me dive in a little bit deeper here and see what can happen. So yeah, it's a good point for sure. And I'm assuming you guys want to work with credit unions as well to kind of get the word out there and work with members and stuff to help folks out there get financially diversified or their financial footing underneath them, that type of stuff too, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, they can reach out to me if they like, or anyone on the team, and we are happy to help. I think credit unions, like I said before, are kind of a natural partner for us because we have a same mission in mind. And there's a couple of different ways that we can partner.
Very cool. All righty, sir. I'm going to let you get back to work because I'm sure you got a lot on your plate. But any final words of wisdom here? Where can we find you guys? FinHabits.com, I assume?
Yeah. You can go to finhabits.com or download our app from FinHabits on the Play Store or iTunes.
Okay.
Any questions? We're always open to talk further about investing.
Right on. Sounds good, sir. And we'll put the link in that Filene study as well that you guys did too. So I think people will get some great information out of that. So good stuff here. All right, Rogelio, I'm gonna let you get back to work. Appreciate the time, everybody. Rogelio Pierre from FinHabits. Go check them out. I am.
Great. Thanks a lot, Michael. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.